AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was the only survivor of a shooting during protests last summer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial, accused of killing two people. Gage Grosskreutz says he thought he was going to die as he approached Rittenhouse. He had a weapon as well.
In that moment, I felt that I had to do something to try and prevent myself from being killed or being shot.
The defense claims Rittenhouse shot in self-defense. At the trial of three white men charged with killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, former police officer Ricky Minshew described what he saw on that day last year.
I got out of my car and to see what was going on, and I seen two males there in front of me, and I observed a black male laying in the middle of the roadway, and there was he was covered in blood.
Several jurors could be seen squirming as another officer showed a photo of Arbery's body lying in the street under a blood-stained covering. The defense claims self-defense. The identities of the eight people who died after fans at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston suddenly moved toward the stage during a performance by rapper Travis Scott were released by authorities. They include a boy as young as 14. The committee investigating the January Capitol riot issued subpoenas to six associates of former President Donald Trump who were involved in his efforts to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. They include William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 reelection campaign, and Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign. President Biden welcomed to the White House the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks.
To win the Bucks' first championship in 50 years since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robinson won it for the Bucks. And the worst part is I remember them both.
The Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns for the NBA title. This is AP News. Starting today, the U.S. is lifting travel restrictions from a long list of countries.
The U.S. is accepting fully vaccinated travelers at airports and land borders, doing away with a COVID restriction that dates back to the Trump administration. The new rules allow air travel from previously restricted countries as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. Land travel from Mexico and Canada requires proof of vaccination, but no test. Airlines are expecting more travelers from Europe and elsewhere and are increasing flights between the UK and the US by 21% this month over last month. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan reported no daily deaths from the coronavirus yesterday for the first time in 15 months. Japan also eased entry restrictions for foreign students, workers, and short-term business travelers who are fully vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.